U.S. Representative Don Young introduces legislation that aims to bring cruise tourism back to Alaska this summer. And the number of active COVID-19 cases in Petersburg spikes to 36 in just a few days. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. U.S. Representative Don Young introduced legislation today that aims to allow large cruise ships to return to Alaska this summer. Earlier this month, Canada extended a prohibition on cruise tourism to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The decision effectively canceled Alaska's cruise season because of the Passenger Vessels Services Act. The U.S. maritime law requires large foreign-flagged cruise ships to stop in Canada when traveling between Washington and Alaska. Young's legislation, called the Alaska Tourism Recovery Act, proposes a temporary workaround that would make round-trip voyages between Alaska and Washington a foreign voyage under U.S. law. It would only apply for the duration of Canada's cruise prohibition. In a press release, Young wrote that the pandemic devastated Alaska's cruise season last year, and his bill would provide relief and certainty to communities that depend on tourism. The Passenger Vessel Services Act isn't the only hurdle that cruise lines must face before returning to Alaska. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will require all ships to meet certain conditions and complete a mock sailing to test COVID-19 protocols before returning to service. The CDC is also recommending that people completely avoid cruise ship travel while the risk of COVID-19 is very high. COVID-19 cases in the Southeast Alaska community of Petersburg continue to climb from an outbreak that appears to have begun last week. There were 36 active positive cases as of Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. The positivity rate for those being tested is just over 9%. Petersburg has 3,000 residents located on Mitkoff Island in Southeast Alaska. Case numbers are growing daily, with many residents calling the local COVID hotline with symptoms, according to the Petersburg Medical Center. A contact tracing team from the state of Alaska has been dedicated to the community. They are asking residents to answer the phone when they call and to cooperate with testing. Out of the 36 active cases so far, one individual was fully vaccinated. The person had received two shots of the vaccine, followed by at least 2 weeks of time to build immunity. They had no symptoms. Three others who tested positive had been partially vaccinated, receiving just the first of two shots. 32 people who tested positive were displaying symptoms of COVID-19. Three people have been hospitalized due to the illness, and one individual was medevaced out of town for further treatment. Petersburg Medical Center staff are working around the clock. The medical center has ventilators, but said they would likely send patients out to Seattle or Anchorage for that treatment. The medical center has increased its asymptomatic testing efforts, offering it to anyone through an airport testing tent. 75 COVID tests were pending in Petersburg as of Wednesday morning. The number of people who have received doses of COVID-19 vaccines in Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway continues to rise. Meanwhile, the state has begun easing COVID-19 testing requirements for travelers. According to Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan, about 560 Skagway residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 277 residents have received both doses. He expects that about 70% of the town will be fully vaccinated by March 5th. At last week's Skagway Borough Assembly meeting, Ryan said the Dahl Memorial Clinic is hoping to begin offering the Pfizer brand vaccine to younger residents as well.
If you are 16 and 17, we really want to know that you are willing and would like to get the vaccine, because that's Pfizer. That's harder to manage. So please reach out to the clinic and your parents and let us know that you want to be on the list, and then I can start working, or the clinic can start working to get Pfizer here and organized for that.
Haines Emergency Operations Center Commander Carol Ann Wooten gave an update on vaccination rates in Haines at an assembly meeting Tuesday. She said that the Search Haines Health Center has provided COVID-19 vaccines to over 1,031 people in Haines and Clukwan. 846 residents have received both doses of the vaccine. Wooten stressed the importance of vaccinations as the community begins to open up.
We really need to focus on vaccination. We believe vaccination is our very best defense. As we start moving into the summer months, we start moving into construction season. People are going to be coming here this summer, and we want them to. We need the economy. We need people coming. So our messaging is going to be on vaccination.
On Monday, Southeast Regional Health Consortium announced that it will offer vaccines to the general public throughout the region, except for in Juneau, where the vaccine is only available to the consortium's beneficiaries and existing patients. Wooten said as more people get vaccinated, the state has begun easing COVID-19 testing requirements for travelers entering Alaska.
The state has said that it is no longer a requirement for us to have a negative COVID prior to somebody entering the state of Alaska. There is still free testing for residents at the Juneau Airport, and I believe that is intended to continue for the foreseeable future. That is, I think, an important change that they're no longer requiring a negative COVID test coming into the state.
The Canadian government, on the other hand, has imposed stricter requirements for travelers entering the country for essential purposes. Alaskans traveling across the Canadian border by road must present proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of entry into the country. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.